So what happened last week? We got like four monster movie trailers.
I don't know. Was there a huge event or something?
I don't know. I mean, just the start of the Christmas season. That's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, damn, Disney just went all out, you know, and just said, I'm going to drop three bombs right here.
Yeah.
Watch them all.
Yeah, I was like, is there like an event, a convention? Or
I mean, there was the Brazil Comic-Con.
Right.
So that's the only thing I could think of because I know they showed a little bit more of Ant-Man, Quantumania.
Yeah, that's right.
But so they just decided, we're going to drop Indie. We're going to drop Guardians. We're going to drop
Transformers. And Mario, which Paul's most excited about, but we'll keep that one to the end.
But yes. Mario's what? Mario's
I think DreamWorks Illumination.
Okay, yeah.
Illumination!
That's right. He loves the Minions. Banana. So.
The long way?
I mean, is there any other way to eat it, Paul? Come on. All right, let's get to it. A little bit of nostalgia factor at the beginning. Transformers.
Dude, I am hyped for Transformers, the Beast Wars. Oh, only because it's in that same world as Bumblebee, which was an excellent film. I love that they've gotten away from like the Michael Bay designs of the Transformers that were overly complicated and they didn't really resemble the characters. I hope the movie's good. I have no idea. If it's the same people, I'm hoping. Because they look great. The Maximals look freaking great.
So, yeah. So, it is a direct sequel to Bumblebee as far as the timeline. It's set in the 90s. Yeah, you have Optimus Primal. You have Cheetor. I love how they're Maximals, which is what the Autobots are called in Beast Wars. But I love that Cheetor is a giant cheetah, and you see the car driving next to it, a little tiny car. So you sort of like, they show the ratio aspect, like, hey, it's not the real size of a cheetah, you know?
Yeah,
so
bigger.
Yeah. You also saw Rhinox and Razorbeak. No, not Razorbeak, Airazor.
Airazor.
Mm. Airazor, which is the Falcon. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I'm pumped. I liked it a lot.
They look great.
I always thought that Optimus Primal was like the most perfect name for that character.
Yes.
Because it's a primate. He's Optimus. I mean, it was like they nailed the name on Optimus Primal. But no, I mean, it looked good. That gorilla looked cool.
And I love how he transformed and you see how it's Optimus Prime. You know, like the whole design with the face more than anything else. But yeah, I can't wait. You also got cameos of Arcee and Mirage.
Mm-hmm.
We did not see any of the Predacons. So we didn't see Megatron, badass dinosaur.
Oh, T-Rex?
Yeah.
We didn't see the Velociraptor. We didn't see Arachnid, Scorponok, anybody else.
I'm interested to see, you know, how they're going to look like. I love how we get Optimus looking again like the original.
G1 Optimus.
G1, like late 80s looking semi-truck.
Yeah.
Not the truck with the fire. Which was one of the things I liked the first Michael Bay Transformers movie. I just didn't like the designs. And then, you know, it just goes off the deep end after the next movies.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like the flames on Optimus and all that stuff. But this one, those designs, even Bumblebee, he's in a Camaro already, whatever. The designs look good. They look like Transformers, not people with a bunch of spikes everywhere, overly complicated designs.
Right. What's Bumblebee in this one?
He's the 80s Camaro.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the back to Camaro?
In the middle of Bumblebee, he changes to a Camaro.
Oh, I never saw Bumblebee, so.
He's a Volkswagen first.
Okay.
So, are we going to watch this one in movie theaters right now, the way that we saw the trailer?
I will.
Probably. Yeah. I got to watch Bumblebee first, though.
I saw Bumblebee in theaters, and I was surprised, so I'll give this one a shot.
Like, this trailer got me pumped for Transformers, so I'll go watch Bumblebee so I can see this.
Yeah, I think I haven't seen any Transformers movie after the second one.
Yeah, I think me too.
Yeah, they went
once.
Michael Bay left like a bad taste in his mouth.
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox left. Right. I was like, I'm done. So
think I saw the Mark Wahlberg one.
That one was awful.
And I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I'll never watch this again.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
It's bad. Then we have James Gunn's final ride with Marvel, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. As we know that James Gunn just recently took over, or he's going to be heading DC Studios.
Mm-hmm.
So this is his last ride with Marvel.
It is.
And I think it's very much, even the trailer portrayed it as like, this is the last time we're going to see him. And that's always been the call phrase. Like, this is the last time you'll see this group of Guardians together.
Yeah. I mean, that remains to be seen. We'll see. We'll see how this movie turns out. I think people are expecting more of this, of the characters to disappear after this movie than we're going to get. I don't know. For some reason, everybody thinks Rocket's going to be unalived and a bunch of other people are going to be unalived. I think we'll be surprised.
I agree. There'll be some people that are unalived. There'll also be some people that just leave.
Right.
And I think they're just like, they're alive, but they're just not part of the universe anymore.
Either way, they're definitely going to be they're gonna try to tug at everyone's heartstrings.
Yeah.
With this one.
Yeah.
You can even tell from the trailer. Like, he's gonna try to hit you in the feels, gonna try to make you cry.
I mean, I like it. He even starts off like, we were gone for a long time. So they've sort of become like the police force of the universe. Because you see them all decked out in the Ravagers uniform. Like, it provides a different feel than the regular hashtag of Misfits that we've seen before.
Yeah, because you remember, most of them got blipped.
Right? Yeah.
The only ones that were there were Rocket and
Groot, right?
And Groot.
No, Rocket and
Groot gets blipped.
Nebula.
And Nebula were the ones that stayed.
The only two that stayed, right?
So they did a lot with the Avengers during that time. Remember, they were on Earth.
Excited. I don't know if I'm excited to see it, but I mean, it's one of those movies that you have to watch to kind of just keep the continuity going.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know, Ozzy. I think this movie's probably going to either surprise me more or just like, I'm going to keep thinking it's going to be like just a whatever movie. I don't know. I don't have too much hope for it.
I'm not. I mean, they show the full display of Adam Warlock. All right. You know, not really pumped about him or how it all plays out, but.
Yeah, you're never pumped about anything. You just want to watch Mario.
Yeah, I just want to watch
Mario. And was the other one they showed? The High Evolutionary, right?
Yeah.
The High Evolutionary was the other one that we showed that was running in a circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The purple guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Was he? I'm not setting myself up for failure, but I mean, hopefully I'm pleasantly surprised by this one.
I'm excited for it. It's James Gunn. It's going to be decent. I'm also excited to see the playlist he puts up for that movie.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, a little side note about James Gunn. He did say he's going to release the DC Studios timeline or things in the next 2 to 3 months. Right. Like, he's hashing it out right now.
And then he did, like, release an image of Kingdom Come or something?
He did.
They're
planning.
Everybody's like, oh, my God. I'm like, that'd be the biggest, like, deception or maybe the reset that we did.
It could just be, like, they're planning. Like, he's using that image of, like, them planning everything and saying they're planning.
That he's Superman over, like, the war table.
Yeah, could be.
Could be. And then piggybacking off the Disney, we got Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
See, that one I'm pumped for, man.
Me too.
I mean, the trailer didn't get me pumped for it. I'll probably still watch it, but.
We already know, Jimmy. The only thing you're pumped about is Mario. You saw Mario and everything else was like, why'd you release this? Mario's coming out.
Exactly. Very much.
Now, I'm pumped about Indy, man. I'm a fan. I love the original trilogy. The LaBeouf one.
I don't count.
I think everybody is about the LaBeouf one.
But I'm a fan, man. I grew up on those movies. I'm a fan of indie and the whole like universe they built. So I'm pumped about it, man. I hope they do it justice, and I hope it continues. But they retire Indiana Jones in an elegant way.
Yeah, which is what Harrison Ford's thing has been like, just to bring a close to his characters.
Right.
You know, like they did with Han Solo, like they're doing right now with Indiana Jones.
No, I'm just funny because you keep saying that, oh, he wants to retire his character, but he's only done that one time.
He's like,
no, I know, I'm but this will, be the, this will be the second character he's going to retire.
You're right. am I going to watch it in the movie theater? Yes. Am I pumped about it? Like, honestly, like, the trailer didn't provide any. Like, there was a lot of CGI. There's a lot of de-aging of Harrison Ford.
He looked great. He looks like young Indy there.
That's he looks like Temple of Doom in the other films.
I will say that especially the Tinker Take Parade portion of it where he's on the horse, that looks completely CGI'd.
Oh, I'm hoping by the time the movie comes out, you know, they've worked on it.
Yeah, and I hope it's just probably, you know, little bits and pieces of the movie that's highly CGI'd, but I hope the majority of it is actual, like, practical effects.
The one scene that I did read that wasn't CGI'd was him riding the horse towards the subway train. Like, they were like, we could only do one take of this because if not, he dies. I mean, it'll be a conclusion to the story and we'll see where it evolves from there. I feel like they're trying to make it like a sort of a Star Wars thing just to be able to continue it without the main character because it does have legs.
Does it though?
Yeah.
Does it?
You can have a globe trotting, you know.
It's just so hard. Archaeologist. Like Harrison Ford iconicized that character so good that it's hard to have somebody replace him.
That's true. It is. I'm pumped about that movie. I can't wait to see it. I hope it washes the taste of Crystal Skull out of my mouth.
Yes. Because
that
movie will wash the taste out of your mouth.
All right, Jimmy. Now we can talk about it.
We can talk about your favorite movie.
Go for it.
Mario. Super Mario Brothers.
The microphone is all yours.
The first trailer, I was like, eh. I mean, the first trailer did show Bowser as being the boss character that he is. And I think Jack Black portrays that voice perfectly.
Wait, did you expect anybody else other than Bowser to be the villain?
No, like to have such a commanding presence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, show Bowser as the villain. Duh. I
mean, as a force. Expecting? As a force. Donkey Kong, Mario's original villain. Yep. So we did see a lot more. We saw Peach, Anya Taylor-Joy. We saw Donkey Kong being voiced by Seth Rogen. We saw Luigi being voiced by Charlie Day. I think they showed everything in this trailer a little too much, because we saw a little bit of Mario Kart. We saw a little bit of Super Smash Brothers. We saw a little bit of Super Mario Brothers, like the regular traditional game with a different world. So
I don't think that's much of a spoiler. Just you expect that to be there, you know?
You expected all the franchisees to be encompassed in one.
It's the video games, yeah. Why not?
It's the video games. Were you trying to do a Mario impression there?
No.
But
that's a goal.
Like even Rainbow Road at the end, like I was like, why are they racing? Like even a little Mario, what's that game called where it's like a board game? Mario Play or
Party.
Mario Party.
Oh, Mario Party.
Mario Party. So I did see some of that.
I mean, this is the first Mario movie since the one in the 80s or 90s, right? With John Leguizamo and the other guy?
Yeah,
John
and Bob Hoskins.
And Bob Hoskins, right? Bob Hoskins. This is the first movie since then, right? So you think that, I mean, I would think that they're going to come out all there and bring out everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to fill up, a two-hour block of movie with content. So, I mean, they have a lot in the game, so.
You know what I didn't see? Koopa Troopas.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't see them.
Yeah, they were all there. You had the red ones, the blue ones, the green ones. You had them all.
Oh, I didn't see him.
You had the fish.
I saw the fish, but the Koopa Troopas, were they in the Mario Kart scene?
No, they were in one of the Bowser scenes.
Oh,
all of them. So
you gotta get the fan base, right? You gotta get the fanboys in, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, listen, anybody that's a video game player, you've played Mario. You know we grew up in the time where video games became household items. So we all had Mario plays and, you know, Super Mario Bros. 3. You saw him wearing the raccoon suit, yeah. So.
I'll tell you right now, to me it's a failure if they can't include Dr. Mario in there.
That's true.
We don't know. They might. They
might. I want to see them try to put pills together to, like, delete them.
And we didn't see Yoshi either.
You didn't see Yoshi? Yeah.
What I will say, I bet you, like, watching this movie, you're gonna see a bunch of Easter eggs from the video games and throwback to the games, and yeah, you might see a pill, you might see Dr. Mario, or you might put on like a lab coat and look like Dr. Mario. Yeah, yeah. I bet you there's gonna be a lot of little hidden Easter eggs throughout the movie that you're gonna be like, oh, I remember that, or yeah, that came from there.
The funny thing is, I saw the parallels between this and what they're doing in Universal Studios Japan.
Oh, right.
It has the Nintendo World, like it's clearly to add on to the experience. So, I thought. And what we're going to get in Orlando eventually.
Yeah. So it'll be crazy. And Jimmy will probably jump out of his seat if this happens. You watch the movie, end credits, and then there's like that stinger at the end. Wario like pops out like.
Oh,
yeah. Hey,
Jimmy will lose it.
You didn't see Wario or Luigi.
Right.
You only saw Peach. Also, yes, you didn't see Daisy.
I don't think they're going to show everybody, but.
Well, damn, they've shown a lot of people.
Didn't they show Luigi's Mansion?
They show that Luigi first little teaser. From his ghost game.
Yeah, the Luigi's Mansion, right?
Oh, I heard Waluigi. I'm sorry.
The Luigi's Mansion. The ghost. Yeah. The ghost had the ghost.
Yeah,
mansion.
The ghost world where he's over there. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm pumped.
He's pumped.
First trailer was like, but this one was like, okay, I can see it.
I mean, am I going to go watch it at the movie theater? Maybe not. Probably not. I'll probably wait till that one comes out on streaming.
Yeah.
I think people will want to hear our review, so we'll probably all watch it in the movie.
Jimmy will watch it, and then we're going to try to guess what's going on in the movie based on what he's telling us.
That'll be a solo Magic City podcast, just me, guys.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie, man. I think I would like to see. I would like to have seen that movie live action.
I don't think you can do it live action. Yes, there's just so much.
You can, but you know what? We already saw it once. We don't need to see something again.
Well, everybody has that bad taste in their mouth because that original movie just does not hold well over time. And it was kind of whack the way they did it.
Yeah.
But I think I would have loved to have seen that Mario movie done in live action.
You're talking about the 90s where they had to get everything and make it extreme.
Right, but do it now.
So they try to make it more adult.
You know, I think my problem with it is that it looks too video game-ish. It looks like the cutscenes of the video game.
So you're saying a video game movie looks too video game-ish?
Basically, yes. He wanted them to do to Mario what they did with Sonic.
Sonic
or
was
something
a mix.
Like that.
Yeah,
yes.
Sonic was a mix.
Or something like that, correct.
Which, not gonna lie, I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Sonic yet.
I was like, it's not hot garbage.
But the when you play video games, a lot of those cutscenes look amazing.
Now, yeah.
And that's what this movie looks like. It just looks like a long cut scene of a Mario game.
So, which it very well might be. We don't
right.
know.
Which, I mean, if it's done right, fine. It might be a great movie, but I kind of would have liked to have seen it either all live action or maybe like a mix like that of Sonic, like live action and animation.
Yeah. Which, who knows? I mean, I have a feeling this isn't going to be a one and done. I have a feeling they're building
most up. Most likely.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Illumination, yeah. They need the franchises. They lost Shrek because right. they finished that story. They have the Minions now. Great movies, by the way.
Yeah. Minions are awesome.
They need this one, you know, because Kung Fu Panda, I'm sure, is about to end also. So they need like more IPs in their
right.
in their portal. So, all right, the four movies we talked about. I'll start off first, my highest ranking to watch. Mario, Guardians, Transformers, Indie.
Okay.
How about you?
I got Indie, Transformers, Guardians, Mario.
I've got Indie. No, I'm going to be the same, bro. Why do you have to go? That's a good order.
So just say this.
That's my like it. No, you know what? I'll go this way. I'm going to put Guardians because I'm expecting a lot of that. I'm going to put Indie second, Transformers, and Mario. And I'm putting Indie second only because of how bad Crystal Skull was. So it's my number two, hoping that it's going to be my number one by the time it comes.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We'll check the receipts when all these movies
check
come out.
Check the receipts, because Jimmy's just going to be like, agree
that, hey, this is the order I like the movies.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Jimmy's just going to watch Mario and be like, I could just scratch out all these other movies because they're not going to compare.
Exactly, pretty much. I mean,
when does Mario come out?
Mario's April. I think the rest of these are May.
Okay, so Jimmy's going to watch Mario first and be like, I don't have to go to the movies the rest of the year. That's it.
I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm done.
The pinnacle of filmmaking has been completed. Like, I don't need to watch anything else.
This coming from the film guy, right?
Yep. Yeah. Jimmy's just going to be like, that's it. We're done.
We're done, guys. The podcast will end. Everything will end with our Mario review.
Yeah, he's just going to have like a 50-part Mario podcast series.
Yeah. Every portion of the movie. Every 5-minute segment will be an hour-long podcast.
You'll be like a Mario story. You'll be like, this came from this. It's fine.
Little known fact, you know, Nintendo's been around since the 1800s.
Well, because what they used to do before they became
Nintendo, the company, has been around since the 1800s. Right. The late 1800s, they started off as trading cards.
Right.
And they evolved into this.
That's pretty cool, insane that the company's been around that long.
Yeah. It's one of the oldest. I think that one and Coca-Cola as well, like, trumps it as far as, like, timeline, but it's insane.
Wow.
So, let us know what you guys thought. Take a look at the trailers if you haven't seen them already. We're obviously pumped about some, not pumped about others, but we'll see how it goes. So, let us know in the comments, and then insert long dramatic pause.
Just start cutting Jimmy off before he says that. Hey, if we put Mario's face over everyone else's movies, will you watch it?
Maybe. Maybe. That'd be funny to see Gamora as Princess Peach. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Magic City Podcast. Don't forget to listen to us on any of your favorite streaming platforms. Make sure to like and subscribe. Appease those algorithm gods, as Paul likes to say. And make sure to leave comments. Let us know if you like it, dislike it. If you think we're full of crap. If you like listening to us, just let us know.